I was just reminded as they were, I heard somebody make a comment, and I was reminded of the scripture as they were playing Romans 8:18 that says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to even be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." What is that glory? What's the glory that's revealed in you right now? It's Jesus. The glory of God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. I get such a kick out of this morning. Once again, I told Harry, I'm amazed at God and how God confirms what He wants and what He's doing, what He says by signs and wonders. And that sometimes, we think that it's, again, when we look at that spectacular, God, it's got to be something really supernatural. But it is supernatural. As Harry was praying, he starts, first thing out of his mouth, he starts talking about the very subject of the message this morning as he was praying. And that encourages me. Praise the Lord. How many know that I need encouragement too? Hallelujah. And God does all the time encourage me. And I am encouraged this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we again thank You for this day. We thank You for these dear, faithful people, Lord. We thank You that as they travel today, they'll travel in safety, in peace, and Lord, that they have everything that You promised and that You have given to us because of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Everything that You planned for us to have. This morning, Lord, we surrender our thoughts, our talents, ourselves to You, Lord. Everything we are, everything we're not, we surrender it to You. And now, Lord, we want to lift our hands and our voices and our lives to You, give You praise and worship. The highest praise we can give You is to give ourselves to You, Lord. So, Lord, we do that this morning. And as we do, we ask that what we say, what we do here this morning, would be a sweet smell and a sweet sound to You, Lord. Father, we just thank You for Your Word this morning. We give honor and place to Your Word. And again, Holy Spirit, we thank You. You're in control. We yield to You as You bring our Father's will into our lives and into this place this morning. In Jesus' name we praise and thank You. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, are you ready to give God His tithes and our offerings this morning?
Yes, Heavenly Father. Even though we don't confess it every day, You do things for us every day of our lives. That's why we're still living, Heavenly Father. And we're so grateful for that. We thank You for each and every person that's here this morning, Heavenly Father. And we ask that each of us that is here today can be an example of You and Your way that You want us to live, Heavenly Father. We thank You so much for Jesus and what He did for us.
Yes.
Without Him, we would be nothing and have nothing, Heavenly Father. We ask You to bless this offering that we are about to take. We ask You to multiply it so that we can continue to be an influence not only in this community but throughout the world. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanksgiving, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We give our lives to You, Lord. We worship You. Hallelujah. 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 You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. You are the one who's begun a good work in us. And we trust You, Lord. You're going to keep performing that work until the return of Your Son. We glorify You, Lord. We glorify You. We magnify You. We worship You in the beauty of holiness, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can be seated if you can. Hallelujah. A song came into my spirit this morning that I haven't thought of in years, and I just mentioned it to Gene, and it's kind of a blessing. It's an old one, but it says, "Now I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to me. Not for just the years of time alone, but for eternity." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome you this morning. It's good to have you here. We're always happy to see. You know, sometimes I can't tell if you're new faces or you're old faces, because we don't see people very often sometimes. But if you're new, we welcome you. We're happy you're here. Please make yourselves at home. You're a guest in this house once, and after that, your family. Hallelujah. So we welcome you. We're excited that you're here. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You for Your word. We give honor to Your word. And Father, I thank You for calling and choosing me, Lord. I don't understand why, but I yield myself to You, Lord. It's not about me. It's about You, and it's about these people, Lord. Father, use me today as Your oracle. Touch my lips with a coal from off the altar of God. Let Your thoughts become my thoughts, and let them be conveyed to Your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. If you will, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. You know, in this day and age, there's a lot of reason to be apprehensive, to have apprehension, to have fear in your life. But the point is that we have been given the gift of eternal life. We have been given exceeding great and precious promises. And fear is not an option. Let me say that again. Fear is not an option. We're going to learn a little bit about that this morning, probably, and hopefully in a deep or way than we've ever thought about it before. We're going to discuss all the things that have to do with fear this morning, or at least as many as God gave me anyway. The word's inexhaustive, and so I'm sure this is not, you know, exhaustive here, but it'll give you some insight. Praise the Lord. The Word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Now, right there, we're told that fear doesn't come from God. God gave the Holy Spirit. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. And later on, we're going to read about how fear involves torment. The Holy Spirit doesn't have any torment. He brings peace. He brings insight. He brings understanding. He brings teaching and revelation to our lives. Amen? So if fear involves torment, then that can't possibly be God or from God. Would you believe that? Hallelujah. But He gives us power and love and a sound mind. Amen? Power and love and a sound mind. And I want to just touch on that sound mind. I want to tell you what the Bible says about that and what the dictionary says, a sound mind. Free from injury or disease. Exhibiting normal health. Free from flaw. Defect or decay. Sound mind means you're solid. You're firm. You're stable. Free from error. Listen carefully. Free from error, fallacy, or misapprehension. On a sound mind, exhibiting or based on thorough knowledge and experience. Logically valid and having true premises. Agreeing with accepted views, and it's deep. A sound mind is deep and undisturbed. That's a sound mind. Amen? Hallelujah. But that spirit of fear, That seems to come on us at various times, and sometimes we entertain that. Now, what do I mean by a spirit of fear? I'm not saying you're cowering in a corner just shaking in your boots, but I'm saying that that fear comes when something happens in your life. You get some little old disease or sickness that you know comes about, and or maybe it's something serious, and all of a sudden we panic, and fear starts to set in. That spirit comes upon us. That spirit of torment. That spirit of lack. What do I mean by lack? I mean we forget the promise of God. No matter what the circumstance in your life, God is faithful. And He's promised to give us a hope and a future. He's promised to prosper and not to harm us. Amen? In Jeremiah 29:11. That's His thoughts for us. We're His creation anyway. Created for Him, for fellowship with Him. Created in His image and likeness. That's why God is our Father. If you will, we were procreated by God. Is that too much? Can I say that? Listen, fear is an expectation of evil, calamity, suffering, affliction, and tribulation, and an expectation of bad or harmful outcomes. That's what fear is. It can be major or it can be minor, but it's still fear. Amen? God says, I'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on me. Amen? Hallelujah. So if that's the case, then when thoughts come of something other than what God says to us is what He's given us, then we need to reject that, we need to call it fear, and we need to cast it down in Jesus' name. Amen? The Bible tells us, casting down vain imaginations and those high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Isaiah 53:5 says, we have been healed. Amen? We are healed. We are healed. Not looking for it, not struggling for it. We walk in health. And that means every kind of health. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Amen? Every kind. Just because we go through a little problem here and there doesn't mean that's the end of the story or the end of the road. And it doesn't mean you're any less in God's eyes. We need to come to the realization that there's no levels of superiority in God. We're all equal, every one of us. God created us all, and He looks at us all in the same light. We are all, each and every one of you, myself, we're all the apple of His eye. And He doesn't pick one over the other to say, I'll bless you more than I'll bless them. Did you hear me? Thank you, Lord. Fear occurs when you receive or you take care. Oh, listen carefully now. It carries an expectation. Listen carefully. Fear carries, or care carries, an expectation of harm, loss, or wrongdoing, and suffering. And fear can paralyze. Amen? When you become afraid, usually that's because you've lost your hope or you've forgotten where your hope lies. And what does that do? That paralyzes you. What do I do now? Stress. Stress. Strong's definition of fear or care is timidity or cowardice. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear, the acronyms for fear, is false evidence against reality. What reality? The reality of God, the promise of God, the Word of God, that cannot be changed. They've tried to snuff it out over 6,000 years, and they've never been able to do it yet. We got people right now that are trying to snuff out the Word of God, and that's what the enemy wants. Let me remind you again, the enemy doesn't hate you. He hates the Word of God.
And that's what he tries to steal from you in the things that he brings across your path. If God promises blessing, then anything else does not come from God. Amen? Can we agree on that? Hallelujah. We're making progress then. This kind of fear that we're talking about is negative. And it's the opposite of the fear of the Lord. Listen carefully. The fear of the Lord is reverence or respect. It's not talking about the same thing. Maybe the same word in the English language, but it's talking about reverence or respect for God. How many have reverence and respect for God? Hallelujah. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalm 111:10. Hallelujah. So the fear of the Lord, or the reverence and respect for the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom. And what does God tell us? He says, when you get wisdom, get understanding to go with that wisdom. Amen? Hallelujah. Fear is the opposite of peace. How many know that when you're in fear or you got something troubling you, your peace is gone? Right? All my models will say amen or oh me, because it's the truth. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love. What did God tell us? Didn't He say, I have loved you and I love you with an everlasting love? Didn't He say, if I'm for you, who can be against you? Then when something puny comes along, and most of it is puny, that love overcomes any fear that you might have. For those of you who don't know, I just recently spent 5.5 months in the hospital. And the reason I overcame is because I used the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony and the word of God's testimony of His faithfulness to overcome. See, I maybe some of you don't get excited about this, but I can't help it. I mean, I praise God. My life was gone. I lost my life laying there in that emergency room. They had to jump start me 3 times. Now, after you go through something like that, pretty much fear doesn't have a hold on you anymore. Amen? You hear what I'm saying? But it doesn't have to. You don't have to go through something like that for fear not to have a hold on you. The Bible says don't give place to the devil. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And how does the devil come? In many cases, the first incidence is fear. Amen? Is that right? Hallelujah. There, in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. If Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and the Holy Spirit could come to bring peace and to be His advocate or His watchdog in the earth, and there's torment, then you know automatically that that's not from God. Do you hear me? Amen. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Remember, we just read perfect love casts out fear. And if there's fear, then you haven't been made perfect in His love. What does that mean? That means you haven't realized the reality and the truth of who God is. If God's not bigger than all of your circumstances, if He's not Lord of everything in your life, then He's not Lord at all. Oh, Bill. How many know I'm obligated to tell you the truth? And one of the reasons is because I love you like Jesus loves you. And I couldn't do that without His love in my life or not understanding that love. Amen? Fear occurs when we take or receive or get burdened down and overcome with care. You know, I'm sure some of you may laugh, or there are some people, maybe not you all, when people tell me to take care and said, no, I'll take peace, I'll take joy, I'll take anything else, but I'm not going to take care. Well, Bill, what do you mean, take care? You know, that seems innocent. But let me tell you something. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting down all your care, or casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. Now, that's the same English word care, but it has two different meanings. Listen to what it really says in verse 7. The word casting means throw. Throw all your care means anxiety. Throw all your anxiety upon him, for he cares for you. In other words, he's taking care of you. He's watching out for you. He's given you promises that are in him. Yes, and so be it. Yes and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen to what the Merriam-Webster dictionary says about care. This is amazing. It's suffering of mind or grief. Yeah, I want a load of that, don't you? No, not. It's a disquieted state of mind or state of mixed uncertainty, apprehension, and responsibility. It's a cause for anxiety. Care is a cause for anxiety. Painstaking or watchful attention. And there is a positive side to it. It's regard coming from desire or esteem. Now, what's amazing is when you look up in the dictionary, there are synonyms for care. It starts with care, and the synonyms are care, concern, solicitude, anxiety, and worry. Care is concern, solicitude, anxiety, and worry. And it means a troubled or engrossed state of mind or the thing that causes care. If there's something that's causing you care this morning, you need to identify it. You need to cast your care on the Lord because he cares for you and release it to him. Amen? Listen carefully. The word care. The word care implies oppression of the mind, weighed down by responsibility or disquieted by apprehension. That's what care means. Concern. Concern implies a troubled state of mind because of personal interest, relation, or affection. Did you get that? This is not going to be a long message, folks, but there's a lot to it if you listen carefully. Solicitude is the next word, and it implies great, listen carefully, great concern and connotes either thoughtful or hovering attentiveness toward another. Maybe you've got fear this morning or you've got care about another one. I would ask you this morning, is God big enough? Is God enough? I can tell you, I proved it in my life, and I'm still proving it every day. I have not arrived. I'm not there. I got a long way to go, but I'm still here breathing. So God's perfecting me day by day, amen, just as he is you. Hallelujah. Now, next is a word. This is quite a word, anxiety. What is anxiety? It's stress. Anguish, and it's uncertainty or fear of misfortune or failure. All negative. What does the Bible say? Jesus tells us, God's Word tells us, to think on things that are lovely and pure and of a good report. He said, if there's anything, you know, anything praiseworthy, think on those things. Amen? I'll remind you that if your finances are struggling, you're wondering where your house payment or your electric payment or your car payment is, God promises, he said, but my God, he's my God, is he your God, shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by who? Christ Jesus. Amen? And then finally, worry. If you're going to worry, why pray? And if you're going to pray, why worry? Worry suggests fretting over matters that may or may not be real or a real cause for anxiety. Sometimes we fret and worry about, take care over things that aren't even real. Maybe it's something in you that you haven't resolved with God yet. There's no condemnation there. Cast your care. Cast that thing over on Him. Let Him put the peace in you that passes all understanding. Let Him bring you into a place of rest in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are praising God that you don't have a long-winded preacher? You know what? It's not quantity, it's quality. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans 8, 28 through verse 32. Familiar passage of Scripture, Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 32. Listen carefully. The first thing he says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined. Listen carefully. Are you predestined this morning because of your faith in God? Predestined for what? To be conformed to the image of His Son. There it is. That He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He presented, or He whom He predestined, these He also called. See, along with the predestination of once you surrender your life to God, and that's when predestination comes into play. Only then. He's also called you. Whom He called, these also He justified. Justified. You're justified. There's justification in God. Just as if you'd never sinned. And in the eyes of God, you never did, because Jesus took it all on Him. Are you with me? Man, that's something we'd struggle with. How is that possible? But I'm still messing up. But you're not that person. Go back to 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're not that person anymore. It's done away with. You're free. Free indeed. In Jesus, amen? Hallelujah. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Let me read Romans 8:18 again real quickly for you. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, they're not worthy to be compared, to even be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The glory of God. Amen? Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. These are the thoughts God has for us. They're thoughts for good and not for evil. They're thoughts to give you a hope and a future. They're thoughts to prosper and not to harm you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. It seems like we have a lot of things that want to overwhelm us in the area of care and fear. For some of us, we're in a situation where it'd be real easy just to let fear go. Maybe you don't have a place to live right now. Maybe you're wondering where your next meal is going to come from. But you know what? While there are many who don't walk in the things of God, even though they claim to be Christians, there are those who do. And they take to heart the scripture that says, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was wounded, you healed me. And then, of course, the question that always comes, when did we ever see you naked or hungry or sick? And God comes back. Jesus says, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. God cares. Not with anxiety and fear, but with love and an answer for us today. For you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to come to the place where we realize that everything, He's given us everything. Everything that pertains to life and to godliness. Let's face it, we can't do it on our own. But we have that advocate, that friend who sticks closer than a brother. Amen. And He's the one who makes crooked places straight. Amen. He makes the high places low and the low places high. Hallelujah. Straight shot. Straight shot. If we'll listen to Him, He'll tell us when to turn to the right and when to turn to the left. He said He'd direct our path if we'd trust in Him. Not lean on our own understanding, but trust in Him. In all our ways, if we acknowledge Him, He will direct our path. Hallelujah. And finally, in 2 Corinthians 2:14, the praise that God deserves. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us. He didn't just say, point you in the direction. He's leading you in triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. Lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age, the end of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. How many know that when you smell something that smells really good, it kind of puts you in a place of kind of relaxation. Peace. Tranquility. Tranquility. But when you smell something that's nasty, it's almost like this, that fear which really has a stench to it in your life. Amen? Don't shout me down now because I'm preaching real good. But fear has a stench to it. It's not sweet smelling. It's stinky. Oh, you missed a good place to say amen. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Christ, the anointed one with the anointing. That's what Christ means. And through us diffuses. He sends out that fragrance of His knowledge in every place. When you have the knowledge of God and you walk in the peace of God and you cast your care on Him and let go of all that care and anxiety, then you have a sweet smell. A smell that is attractive and attracts people to you. And then they'll ask you of the hope that's within you, and you have the ability to give them an answer why you have the joy, why you have the peace, why you have the forbearance that nothing bothers you. And it's because what you're emanating is the fragrance of His knowledge. His knowledge, not your knowledge. Not worldly knowledge, not sensual knowledge. And it happens in every place, no matter where you go. Doesn't the Word say, where you put your foot is holy ground? Why? Because the Holy One dwells in you. And He's crying out for you to you and I today, be holy as I am holy. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 That help anybody today? God is good. And God only has good for us. You know, when I pray over a meal, for those of you who know, have seen this recently, I don't just say thank you, Lord, and I sanctify the food, but I thank Him for the provision. I thank Him for meeting our needs, not just mine, our needs, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's what He promises. If my needs are met, not just your needs, He's talking about needs, but that's not just your needs, but your desires too. If you're righteous, if you're walking in righteousness and holiness, and you're serving the Lord, then even your desires. And the cool thing is not only the desires you have, but He puts desires in you that He fulfills too, according to His plan and His purpose. Amen? That's pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting. So what do I have to fear? What do I have to? What's this care that I'm supposed to be in? I'm not supposed to be in care. I didn't read that anywhere in the Word. It didn't say take care because God cares for you. It says cast your care. What is it you care about today? You think God's big enough to take care of that, to protect that? If it's a loved one, if it's a circumstance, is God big enough? Is God big enough? Hallelujah. I promise you He is. You just remember that there's two distinct characters in the Bible. There's a character of death and destruction, one who takes and steals and kills and destroys, and who has no care about you at all except to make sure that you don't serve God. And then there's one who has promised you peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, happiness, provision. Amen? Who's pronounced you as the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Who's pronounced you as more than a conqueror. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's the God we serve, amen? That's the God I serve. Hallelujah. If there's someone here today who's never made that commitment to the Lord, you may realize that you're not a new creation, that you're still walking around in the old things, the old ways. Then I invite you today, make today the day of commitment. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Now is the time. We don't have a guarantee of tomorrow. If you're in that place today, then I want you to just pray with me. In fact, why don't we all do it together? Father, in Jesus' name, I confess that I need You, that I've sinned against You, I've done wrong, I've got care, I've got worry, anxiety, and all those things that You paid the price for. I acknowledge my need for You. And now, Lord, I confess my sin to You. I ask Your forgiveness, and I yield my life to You. Now, Lord, come in and be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name. Prayed that prayer and you don't know the Lord, then we believe you're saved right now. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus right now. A new species, a new being that never before existed. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can tell you something. My life and the lives of these people changed. Most all of you, if not all of you. Your life changed when you met the Lord, right? Changed for the better. Amen? Amen. Because I'll tell you what, when I was in charge, I did nothing but muck it up, as the British would say. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And when Jesus came in, He started to make something beautiful out of my life. Why? Because I love Him. And I've committed everything within me, my whole being, to Him. And not one time has He ever let me down. I'm a walking miracle. But you know what? You are too. You don't have to go through the same circumstances to be a walking miracle. You are a walking miracle because you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. And that's for sure today if you prayed that prayer and had never done it before. Amen? For those of you who've done it before, that's just a recommitment. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves you. And He only has, only wants the best for you. Amen? Believe that? I promise you it's true. As the Scripture says, if you don't think so, if you're wondering, test the Spirit. See if they're from God or not. Test it. See if it's true or not. Amen? I dare you to put your life in the hands of the living God and surrender Him to complete control. Be submitted to Him and you watch what happens. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's the valley of the shadow of death, not death. But that fear and that care makes you think like it's, oh, here we go. Here, I'm coming to meet you, Lord. Then we go on and read that He makes us to lie down in green pastures. We read that He leads us beside the still waters. His rod and His staff are comforters to us. They bring comfort and protection. Hallelujah. You know the cool part? We get all the promises of God in heaven too. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody that needs prayer today? Is there anything we need to pray about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Well, there's no hopeful about it. We're going to pray. We're going to believe God. We're not just going to pray. We're going to believe God. We're going to believe God. Let me just tell you something. In the many years that I've been associated with this church, God has answered every prayer we've ever prayed. Now, it may not be the way we prayed it, the way we wanted it, but it was His will, and it always worked out for good. Amen? Hallelujah. So, we agree with you all. The enemy's trying to steal the word. He's trying to put you in fear. He's trying to get you underneath that care. And God says, I got it. In the world vernacular, I got this. That's what God's saying. I got this. Amen? Father, we lift our hands and stretch them out towards these three young people, Lord. Amen. We feel the pain. And we feel the uncertainty, Lord. But now we send Your word in Jesus' name and say to their mother, be whole in the name of the Lord. We send Your word. If she knows You, Lord, reinforce that. Be with her. Wrap Your arms around her. Holy Spirit, You go and minister to her, Lord. And Lord, You perform that miracle that'll cause people's eyes to be opened. People to be caught off guard and to have to give You glory and honor in Jesus' name. We speak to the enemy and tell you, we take authority over you and tell you, get your hands off of this child, off of this woman, in Jesus' name. We see the sickness, the disease, the discomfort, and everything connected with it that's illegal and immoral and wrong from the enemy going back on you, Satan. And we thank You that she's raised up in Jesus' name. Not our will, but Your will be done, Lord. Lord, put peace in the hearts of these young people. Some of you just go around and put hands on them, please. Just where you are right now, just go put hands on them. Father, I thank You for the peace that passes all understanding. I thank You, Lord, as they keep their minds stayed on You, that peace is coming over them right now. It's flowing over them right now. Billows of peace. Billows of peace. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You got this, Lord. You got this. It's in Your hands. Hallelujah. You said You'd never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we agree with them. We thank God for these three young people in Jesus' name. We thank You for what You're doing in their lives, what You're accomplishing, what You want to accomplish, and what You're going to accomplish as they surrender to You, Lord. Put their minds and their hearts in Your hands, Lord, in their lives. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. We give You praise and thanks. We'll receive no other report. We'll believe no other thing but what we prayed will come to pass. And it's done now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, around here we expect, we anticipate and expect God's supernatural intervention. Amen? His supernatural intervention. Hallelujah.
Your mom knows that. Your mom knows that. Your mom has that faith.
Amen.
So you just speak the word to her. You know, I'm going to just tell you what happened to me yesterday. Do you all remember when I came here and I said that God had showed me that if we hooked our arms together, that He has our back, like we're in a
Amen.
Circle, and He
Amen.
Has our back.
Amen.
Well, for years I've stated this and all that. And yesterday, as Deborah and I were praying, Deborah she's bleeding for some reason. Don't know why, but she's bleeding, and she got on the internet, and they said all the bad things that you know that she has. And she says, "I'm standing by faith." Well, as I was praying, God showed me, you know, I was back in that vision that He gave me years ago. And we were all standing in a circle with our arms together, but outward, God watching our back. But yet, we weren't able to hold our weapons because we were like this. And then God yesterday, as I was praying, He said, our weapons is the word.
Mm-hmm.
It is what comes out of our mouth.
Amen.
To not receive those things, to bind them, to come against them, to cast out those things.
Sword of the
says,
Spirit.
Cast down vain imaginations.
Amen.
You start speaking those things, okay? You start giving her the word. You learn how to read it, because that's our weapons. I mean, for years I wondered how, you know, we're standing in a circle, but yet we're standing out where the enemy can come in and get us. And yesterday as I was praying, you know, He's like, the weapon is the word.
Yes.
I mean, we look at the word as being, you've got a shield, you've got a sword, you've got these things that protect you.
The word is the sword of the Spirit.
Exactly.
Amen.
And
absolutely.
That's what He told me yesterday. It is the word that is our weapons.
Amen.
So you take those words to Shanae and you tell her she's healed. You tell her that she has the peace of God.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
That is a spirit of fear.
Yes.
So bind that spirit of fear over her. Okay?
It's really here because of one word, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's why you're here.
Amen.
I hold you up in prayer, and you have nothing to fear.
Amen.
Perfect love casts out all fear.
God
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
So what hospital is she at?
Denver Health.
Praise the Lord. Be encouraged. Amen.
Well,
the next time we see you, we expect a good report.
Your mom has that kind of faith. She really does.
And remember,
you do too, or you wouldn't be here.
You
are going to come.
Remember that you're loved here.
Yes,
we care for you. We love you. We're here for you. And we appreciate you sharing with us.
Amen.
And we're here for each one of you individually.
And for your mom.
Yes, all of you. And your mom knows that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
All hearts clear? Father, in Jesus' name, I bless your people. Lord, let your face and your countenance shine upon them. I thank you that your blessings overflow and overtake them, and that they go in peace today as they walk out of this place. We sanctify the fellowship and the food, Lord, and we thank you for your presence in Jesus' name. We thank you for your provision and for meeting all of our needs, according to your riches in glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.